want to focus our attention a little bit upon the impossible. I mean, did God give those disciples an impossible task when he said, into the world and share the gospel? There weren't many of them initially, you know, probably just this little section of the church. Amazing. And yet off they went. Now we read that at the moment there are over 1 million missios in the world full time. What I was amazed with, however, is that the fastest growing religion in Australia is Hinduism. And I think we've thought for a long time it was Islam, but Hinduism is what I found. And what I also found was that 60% of the new Hindu congregation are under 34. So it's a religion for young people. Quite interesting. Now, I'm not sure whether it's imports or what, as I say, people coming from another country or not, but Now, is that true? Do we believe this? For with God, nothing will be impossible. I mean, do we believe that people want to hear the message we've got to tell? I love the thought from Alice in Wonderland. I can't believe that, said Alice. Can't you? Said the Queen. Try again. Take a long breath and shut your eyes. Alice laughed. There's no use trying, she said. One can't believe impossible things. I dare say you haven't had much practice, said the Queen. When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before I've even eaten breakfast. Now, I wonder, friends, if we believe impossible things can happen. See, we sing, we the redeemed of the Lord will be strong. What in? What, in sharing the gospel? In just sitting on a pew? We'll be strong lifting up our loads of Bibles? What will we be strong doing? Well, hopefully we'll be strong heading out and sharing the good news of Jesus and living it. Now, who is a missio? Your hand up, everyone's hands are up, everyone's a missio, hey? We're all in the missio category? Right, because wherever we are. Now, I don't want people to feel guilty. I don't think we should feel guilty. I think if we love Jesus, well, Jesus is a friend we want to share with other people. So the question is, where in the world does God want you? So hopefully it's right where you are. Hopefully it's right where you are. And let's not think to be a missio you've got to head off overseas. That was a fallacy. A missio's coming back with wonderful stories. Everyone felt, oh, I can't be like that, I'm a failure. No. Everyone has some family link or friendship link. I keep reminding you, as I remind myself, a coin, a sheep, a son. And I hope that you, every day, sometime in the day, sometimes 6 times before breakfast, that you've prayed for those 3 people in your life. You don't have to move out of bed to pray for those 3 people. But that's a missionary zeal. The mindset of, I want to share Jesus, but the coin doesn't even know. Well, that's impossible. No, the coin will come to know If we pray and just keep our eyes open, how will I share about this situation? So, friends, we are people of the impossible, and there isn't a choice. We don't say, well, I'm a Christian, but I'm not going to do anything. No. If we are, we already are doing something. So there is no choice. Now, this is the remark after the eye of the needle and the camel going through and all the jokes about that. But then the disciples said, well, it's impossible. Who can be saved? You know, how can this happen? And so Jesus says, humanly speaking, no one. And I've said this before, and I say it to myself as I say it to all of us. Who can be saved? No one, apart from the Spirit of God doing something in his way and us behaving and allowing Jesus to work in our lives. Humanly speaking, no one. But with God, all things are possible. Now, do you reckon that's right, Jill? Absolutely right. We just have to hold on to that, don't we? That when we look with human eyes, we think that is not possible. But when we look with the eyes of faith, we say, God, with you, all things are possible. How wonderful. How wonderful. So when we start Missions Month, let's grasp again the fact that with God, nothing is impossible. And that little group who first went out with them, I wonder what they thought. Oh, what can we share? But with God, nothing was impossible. And we are the beneficiaries of that. We are the beneficiaries of that. But friends, why is there the gap? Now, someone's written a book called What's Gone Wrong with the Harvest? If there are people willing to listen, why aren't there people coming in? Why aren't there people responding? Has something gone wrong with the harvest, or has something gone wrong with the harvesters? So, have we lost confidence in our message? Are we still confident that this is the message of God? Or are we got a bit shaky? Do we need some reinforcing of our faith? Are we unsure of our salvation or not? So, are we all sure we're heading to heaven, not because of what we've done, but because of our faith and trust in Jesus? Because we haven't got that message to share if we're not sure. We need to reinforce that. Have we been squashed by opposition? Like, do we feel people are saying things and, well, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. Have we come a bit shaky on that? People have said things, oh, how can that be true? And we've gone a bit, maybe I'm on the wrong track. Have we just simply become slack? Are we just happy to sit in church and we've become slack? We've lost the fact that being a Christian puts us into the missionary category and we're witnesses, whatever, good, bad or indifferent. We don't have a choice. Actually, have we become too busy in life with other things? Well, by the time I've got work and I've got family and that's fine, and then I've got sport and then I've got music and then I've got this and then I've got this. Like, I don't mean we just have Tuesday afternoon from 2 till 5 is my witnessing time. I don't mean that. But I do mean that life sometimes becomes very crowded and sometimes we crowd it so that there isn't time to just be a little more relaxed. There isn't time to invite friends who we're praying for to come. We're too busy. We're too occupied. And That sometimes happens in church life. We can become too occupied in church life and even in Bible study, as important, significant, I'm not saying not, but I am saying let's just balance out the things of life and make sure we've got it right. Friends, I hope we don't, but it does seem that in countries where there's persecution, there's a thriving of the church. Now, I don't think any of us want to be persecuted. Some might feel we already are, that a lot of Christian stuff is being attacked. But what would that do to us? Would we thrive in sharing, or would we fall apart? So it's important, I think, to consider, do I believe in the impossible and that God is on our side and that we ultimately are going to be victorious? Now, those verses are repetitive. They have the reinforcement of, with people this is impossible, with God it is possible. So you can look those up. God can do what we can't, but he needs us to trust him to do it and to allow him to do it. So we need faith. We need faith to please God, because it says anyone who comes to him must believe he exists and he rewards those who seek him. So we need to seek God on behalf of those people for whom we're praying. And we need to seek God to give us eyes to see them and to be open to them. Now, please, I'm not saying we rush around telling everyone. What I'm saying is be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. People know you. People know me. So just be true to who you are and allow God to use you as a missio, or whatever you want to call yourself. Mission is a lifestyle. It includes evangelism and it includes social responsibility. But it's dominated by the conviction, as John Stott has said, that Christ sends us into the world and therefore it's into the world we must go. We don't retreat. We go into the world to live, serve, suffer, and ultimately die for him, give ourselves for him. Friends, you've heard all this before. I'm not telling anyone anything new, but I'm simply saying here we are at the start of May, which has traditionally been Mission Month. So let's just rethink where we stand in the light of what's going on. Who is our mission field? Now, Leslie's in Zambia. That's fine. Others are in Vietnam. That's wonderful. But we're here. So who is our mission field? Who are we really concerned about? Who do we think are the impossibilities in life? Let's be praying that that which is impossible becomes possible. Now, we've got a little interview, and on the front of this month's Together in Mission, there's the ordination of Chung. He is part of the Chin Christian Church, Myanmar, and they have a membership, I've mentioned before, of around 800 people. But we know what's going on in Myanmar. We know the sadness of Myanmar and the persecution that many of those Christians are suffering there. So this is an interview that Melinda Cousins, a CEO of Baptists here in South Australia, has done with Chung, just to bring us up to date and bring us into that area of compassion, I guess, Thanks, guys.
Today, I want to invite you to join with our Baptist churches across South Australia and the Northern Territory and around the world in praying for the people of Myanmar. Back in February, the military seized control of the country and declared a state of emergency, placing the elected leaders under arrest and many people in grave danger. We have four member churches in our movement, as well as a number of other congregations and fellowships made up of people who've come to Australia from Myanmar and are obviously deeply affected by what is happening back there. I'm here at the Adelaide Chin Christian Church with Pastor Chung, who we've had the privilege of getting to know over the last few years and sits on our accreditation and ordination committee. Pastor Chung, how can we be praying for the people of Myanmar?
First of all, I'd like to say thank you to our brothers and sisters here in South Australia and all around the world for praying for Myanmar. Please pray for the restoration of democracy in Myanmar. The people of Myanmar are not asking for a big thing, but a simple thing, that is freedom. We just want to live freely at our own home, at our own village, in our own country. Myanmar has been under military rules for 53 years, from 1962 to 2015. We just experienced 5 years of freedom. Having experienced 5 years of freedom, the people of Myanmar could not really think of going back to darkness under the oppressive military government. There are many people without basic needs because no bank, no job, no salary, no income. And think about this. In 1960s, Myanmar was one of the richest countries in Asia. Now it is the poorest country in the world. And because of the coup, the situation gets worse. People live in misery. Please pray for many refugees. Many have left their home and fled to India, Thailand, and neighboring countries. One of our deacons, his mother is 94 years old. She had to flee to India for safety. Only sick people and elderly people are left at home. And please pray for many sick people in Myanmar because there is no hospital to go to. My own father, he's suffering from cancer and he had to go to hospital, but there is no hospital and I feel so helpless. There are many families like us. And please pray for Myanmar so that there would be no further bloodshed. Over 700 people have lost their life. Some are protesters, of course, but just think about this. Many of them are babies, children, women, crippled, disabled. Please pray that there would be divine intervention. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chung. I'd also like to ask you, how can we be supporting and standing with our brothers and sisters from Myanmar here in Australia?
You can be a voice for a voiceless people. You can be a voice. The people of Myanmar could not really think of going back to darkness. Just put yourself in the situation. Everything is taken away from you. No phones, no internet, no hospital. What would you do? Fight. Civilians have to fight with a bare hand to the army who have machine guns, tanks, and jet fighters. You can appeal on our behalf. You can be our voice. And you can practically help feed the poor people. Many people are without basic needs. We are sharing from our own plates. We, the Chin Christian Council in Australia, have contributed over $500,000 to support the affected people. We collect money almost every week. We, CCCA Youth, also have raised like $45,000 to support the affected people. So your spare coin could also help feed hungry children, refugees, and the poor people. May God bless you all.
Thank you. Would you please join us in prayer and prayerfully consider how you can respond?
In a moment, we're going to sing I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, which is an old song, but incredibly meaningful. And when you hear something like that, we've heard Leslie's stories in the past. We know what Hua has gone through in working in Vietnam. We know what other missios go through in different parts of the world, and they've all decided to follow Jesus. And then we're going to look at some of the areas GIA is working in, and then we're going to share together. And this meal, of course, is for people who have decided to follow Jesus.